Mrs. Patricia Scharf, whose husband was a fighter pilot in Vietnam, tells her story.
Chuck was in his aircraft, the F-4, and the canopy was open, and there was a group of us wives standing outside by the runway, waving to our men who were leaving. And as he looked in my direction, he gave me a very big salute. He shut his canopy and he saluted again, and off he went. That was the last time I saw my husband. And from that point on, we were writing letters constantly. He was due home in 2 weeks before he was shot down, October 1 of 1965. I was working at MacDill Hospital as a Red Cross worker. I drove home, I took off the Red Cross hat, and the doorbell rang. My goodness, when I opened the door, it was the base commander, the squadron commanders from MacDill. And I said, "Chuck got shot down." And they said, "Yes." And I said, "Is he dead?" And they said, "He is missing." I had hopes that he would return because I couldn't conceive anything happening to him at all. He was outgoing. He was an outdoorsman. He could take care of himself.
In 1978, 13 years after the plane was shot down, investigators had collected enough evidence to move Colonel Scharf's status from missing in action to killed in action. Behind the scenes at the Joint POW-MIA Accounting Command and the Armed Forces DNA Identification Laboratory, the investigation continued. Archaeological excavations by Vietnamese and American recovery teams working in the early 1990s moved toward a positive identification for Colonel Scharf.
They found some articles such as a scapular, which is a Catholic religious piece of cloth that he had worn or had in his wallet that was given to him on our wedding day. He had a gold bridge put in his mouth playing football, and his teeth got a little out of shape on that. And so that was found later on as well. Then his wallet was found.
All of the material evidence certainly pointed to the remains being those of Colonel Scharf. The dental prosthesis matched Scharf's antemortem dental records, offering one piece of scientific evidence confirming his identity. But another form of scientific evidence was required to resolve the case. In 1995, a mitochondrial DNA sequence from a bone fragment found at the crash site failed to match any maternal relative of Scharf or any of the other eight families that had a missing pilot near the recovered crash site. In 2006, investigators contacted Mrs. Scharf again for additional information that could help in the identification.
And I said, "The only thing that I still have left is his love letters." They said, "Did you open them to disturb any part of the sealing part?" And I said, "No, I always open the letters from the side."
The addressed and sealed envelopes from Colonel Scharf to Patricia contained enough of Scharf's DNA on the adhesive to link it to the bone fragment recovered from the archaeological site in Vietnam.
It felt like a rock was lifted from my heart because I knew I had my husband and I wanted him home in his own ground where I could go see him anytime I want, and he's out of the mud in Vietnam. And I do go up to the cemetery every week to place fresh flowers on his grave.